COVID-19 has forced many people to set aside holiday traditions this year, but in a small community near Ann Arbor, one popular Christmas ritual hasn't slowed down at all. Michigan Radio's Lauren Talley brings us this story for our series, Mornings in Michigan.
This time of year, lots of cars pull off a dirt road in Chelsea and head for a big red barn.
You got a saw?
We do got saws.
You got trees?
We do got trees.
I'm good to go.
Okay, great. You have a good one.
This is Urquhart Christmas Tree Farm. It sits on more than 350 acres, and there are massive fields filled with rows and rows of evergreen trees. As customers arrive on this Sunday morning, greeters in masks give them the lay of the land. The Urquhart family converted a struggling dairy farm into a Christmas tree farm. They sold their first trees in 1990. In the years since, cutting your own tree here has become an annual family tradition for customers like Maria Contreras.
Well, it's great. We've done this like since I was a little kid with the whole family always coming and cutting down a tree. So being able to do this now, especially in such a hectic climate, we both work in healthcare, so being able to still come and do these Christmas traditions, it really means a lot.
Coming to an outdoor business on several hundred acres is a pretty safe activity. Jack Urquhart's grandparents own this farm, and he's worked here part-time around Christmas since he was 8. This year, he says, they had to make some changes because of COVID.
So this year, we've had to rearrange how we have customers move through the property. We opened up a couple other locations they can drive to and just stay outside. We also moved our gift shop outside, but besides having to hire more staff to manage it, it's really kind of been pretty similar.
In a normal year, part of the fun is taking a hayride with other groups to find a tree in far-off fields. This year, the tractors are only taking one family at a time. Here at the main part of the farm, most families pick up their saws and tree wagons and take a short walk to pick out a tree. Scott Arizela is here with his wife and three kids. They come every year.
You know, anything that we can do that has that sense of normalcy feels great. So to be able to come out here and it feel quite normal to be able to do our thing out here is important.
What kind of tree do you get? Are you going to get the same kind this year?
It's always about what it looks like. It's never about the kind. So we always look for the perfect tree. In fact, we are all just having the conversation about what that means. Everyone has a slightly different idea, so we have to compromise. We'll have to go out and figure it out. So we're looking for probably a 6-7 footer and nice and round and fat.
Customer Jory Tracy doesn't live with his parents anymore, so they haven't been able to spend much time together in person during the pandemic. They celebrated Thanksgiving, sitting and eating in separate cars in the driveway and talking over Zoom. So coming to the farm together means a lot.
Well, I think it's good for all of our mental health, for sure. We've been, you know, in our own separate houses for so long and not able to kind of hang out together, so that's been really nice.
Possibly because the business is outside, the Urquharts have actually seen an increase in sales. In a typical year, they sell about 2,300 trees. This year, they're on pace to sell more than 3,000. Tracy's family picked a 14-foot Fraser fir. It takes several employees to put the tree on top of a mechanical shaker that removes loose needles and pine cones. Then it goes through an electric baler before getting tied down to the car.
Ready?
Yep, it's in my hand.
After more than a decade growing on the farm, the tree is off to the family room to get decked out in lights and ornaments, ready for a Christmas morning unlike any other. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Lauren Talley.
I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You can see photos from Lauren's visit to the Urquhart Tree Farm in Chelsea and find other stories from our series Mornings in Michigan at michiganradio.org.
I got shiny bells that jingle and tiny little lights that tingle whenever anyone passes.